Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Let me ask you, right off the bat, what we are seeing in Libya now, is this an uprising or is it civil war?
No, it's not a civil war.
Where's the line?
It is uprising in every part of Libya. It is uprising from the east to the west. Then it is not a civil war. That's Gaddafi. He tried to present it this way. And this is what he made it in mentioned in his first speech, that the civil war, it will happen in Libya if I am out of the of his position. Then it is not a civil war. Libyans, they never fight each other. Even during the Italian colonial, never Libyan fight each other. Then this is uprising against the regime which has been in power for the last 42 years. The regime use every kind of pressure to pressure the people, to control them, to shut their mouths. And now, I think this is the time for this regime to go. They must go, and there is no way for the people to go back. The people, they have no choice, either win or die.
Now, you're calling on the international community to impose a no-fly zone.
Yes.
How do you do that without engaging, without it becoming a war?
Well, you know the problem the uprising is facing now. They are facing the air superiority of Gaddafi. And the other challenge is the shortage of weapons. And the other thing, of course, they are not a professional fighter. They are young people, students, doctors, lawyers, all of them. We have no soldier supporting the revolution except the soldiers who quit the Gaddafi regime. Then we need the protection. But we will fight. Our people will fight. But protection must be provided by the international community. We must paralyze the Gaddafi superiority in the air. The world must do something. They said there are options on the table. But this option, they have to pick one, which is stop Gaddafi's killing his own people.
A no-fly zone is not a simple matter, though. In order to stop Libyan airstrikes, you have to strike at the Libyan air defense. You also need to hit the missile sites on the ground, do you not?
I know. Look, if the international community and the European Union and the United States want to do it, they can do it. If they don't want to do it, then make it very complicated. What Libya, this regime, they cannot resist. If just maybe there is one strike or two, they cannot resist. They will collapse. This regime, they have no way to stay anymore in power.
Mr. Gaddafi has said that if we take any action, Libyans are prepared to take up arms.
Up arms and fight who?
The West.
Well, he is always saying that, but he doesn't believe in it. How can he, Gaddafi, he failed to control his own country. Then he is going to fight West. He blackmailed the West by the non-legal immigrant. He blackmailed the West by Al-Qaeda. They are fighting in Libya. And unfortunately, there are some countries, they believe what they're saying. But this is not true. Libya never been a home for Al-Qaeda. Libyan society, very open society, very compassionate society. And he, when you say Al-Qaeda, then everybody stand up, especially in the West. And he using the sensitive words and this expression to make the West worried. Now, he is Gaddafi now, regime. They are preparing boats and sending, not the mercenaries, so sending the ordinary African people who come to work in our country. He put them in boats and send him. Then he tell them, look, if I'm not here, then this is the challenge you are facing. Europe, I think they do understand that, and I hope they will be more serious to stop Gaddafi.
Well, but NATO has said it does not want to go in without UN approval. The U.S. is saying the same thing, and yet two key votes on the Security Council they're likely to veto any action.
The United Nations cannot do it. I think NATO can do it.
NATO is reluctant, though.
Yeah, then, let them, they will regret. Because what they're waiting for, every day Gaddafi in power, that means killing. Every day Gaddafi in power, that means controlling the air. He's taking now the chances to hit, to strike, because there is no action. And he speed up yesterday his operation against the fighters in Ras Lanuf and in Zawiya. We should not give what the international community is waiting for. Srebrenica, Rwanda, and then what will happen? They come to the TV and show, oh, sorry, this has happened like this. Libyan people deserve more than what they are doing now. Action must be taken. People must win this battle. Freedom must come back to the people after 42 years of depression, of killing. The Libyan people, they've been hanging in the street only during Mussolini time and during Gaddafi time. In the street, they're hanging the student who stand against Gaddafi. Then the Libyan revolution started long time ago, since 1975, the people fighting this regime. People, they are in prison without term. People, they've been killed without reason. People, they don't, family, they don't know what happened to their to their loved one. Then this, the believe me, 98% of Libyan population, they don't support Gaddafi and his government. And even the government, even the minister themselves, they have no choice. If they have the choice, you will see what they say.
What about the Arab League? Are you in touch with the Secretary General, and have you any support from the other Arab states?
Well, I think the Arab League, they issue a statement and they suspend now the Libyan membership in the Arab League. They are going to meet, I think, this Saturday. I hope they will come back with a strong statement. I hope they will come back to support the Libyan people. Words is not enough.
Would you like to see more action?
We need to see action. We need action. This means first action. We need recognition for NIC, National Interim Council. That's the most important thing. This is the body that will have contact with the international community to represent the Libyan interests, and this is the body who coordinate on the ground the daily life of the people. Then recognition is very important. Second thing, we need the real support from them, humanitarians, medicine. That's we need very badly. We need them to help the Libyan people to stop the airstrike by all means. If there is any way more than resolution from the United Nations, then we need, let us, the Arab, interfere and stop Gaddafi from killing our people. Then they have a lot of, they have responsibility and they have to act. Statement, words, protest, it does not help the Libyan people.
Let's switch a little bit. I'd like to ask you about your decision to resign. At what point did you make that decision?
Well, when the revolution started in Benghazi, I follow up and I have seen what's happening in Benghazi and in Derbeida and Derna and Tobruk, all the eastern part country. And I saw the way Gaddafi regime treat this demonstrator. From the first person walk outside of his house to protest Gaddafi, then Gaddafi, he used his weapons. They don't even use hot water or gas or anything like that. And then I saw these people, what they call them, yellow cap, and entering housing, attacking women, attacking children, attacking everybody in front of them without distinguish anything. And then I was waiting, what's going on in Libya? What this nightmare? I was waiting from 16, 17, 18, and then Saif, they said, will speak. I said, okay, Saif, he represents the hope of the young generation. He'd been telling us about the reform. He was telling us about fighting the corruption. He was telling us about the fat cats. He was telling about the constitution. Okay, let me wait until what Saif is going to say. Then Saif, he came with his first speech, and I was really disappointed because what he's telling us. He's telling us, as our ambassador to the United Nations put it in a very nice word, we rule you or we kill you. That's the only option. After 42 years, this is what Libyan people deserve from the Gaddafi family. This is safe, we know, as a hub of the young generation of the Libya, free Libya in the future, saying this to our people. Then I decided to quit. That was on the 21st of
February. Was this a fast decision?
That's, I think after 4 days, everything is clear.
Well, Ambassador Ali Suleiman, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thanks.